Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank. Hubbo is seated to my far right. To my near right, we have special guest, none other than Mr. All-Around Athlete. Now he's an allergist. Don't know how things could have gone so wrong for him. Bobby Call.
Hey, it's great to be here. We're entering the Super Bowl of allergy season. Can't wait to get going.
So 3450910 with all those allergy questions tonight. So is Bobby the moderate among this group here?
He's going to fix our sinuses if we need help.
There you go. That's good.
That's a whole other topic.
But, get the drill going.
We're thrilled. And we've also got Chris Sill back in the house after a temporary hiatus. And Chris has earned his pay today because we have later on in the show a very exciting addition to Who's Talking Tonight.
Wait a minute. He gets paid and I don't?
No, you don't.
Well, no, I don't get paid. I'm just worried about him getting paid.
He's getting paid. He's getting paid under the table. A couple of cheeseburgers.
Good.
Chris was able to secure a commitment from none other than Richmond Flying Squirrels outfielder Jared Parker, who is a former Virginia center fielder and hitter of the long ball and catcher of the long fly ball up against the fence. Boy, can he run. Anyway, we're delighted to have Jared joining us later in the show. First, we're going to have Bobby here. We're going to break down and preview the upcoming UVA spring football game, which is this Saturday.
Is it still not basketball season?
Basketball season's over. Sorry, so Hubbo.
You know, you're a math major. You're going to have to explain that to me. We win 2 football games and we win 30 basketball games, but yet it's football season all year long.
That doesn't mean we can't talk about basketball.
Wanted to clarify that.
The national championship game is over. We didn't make the game, unfortunately, but we had a great run. And, you know, when you get to go to Madison Square Garden and the NCAAs, you know you've had a darn good season. Let's get back to football. Bobby's here to help us preview the big spring game, which is this Saturday. Gates open at Scott Stadium in Charlottesville at 11 a.m. There's all kinds of kid games and autograph signing and face painting and 40-yard dash stuff. And there's even a shootout for cancer contest to raise some money. To raise money for the athletics department, student athlete advisory committee, blah, blah, blah. It benefits the UVA Cancer Center for research on blood-related cancer therapies. So that's a wonderful thing. We also, in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to have Billy McMullen. Old Mr. Glue Hands himself is going to join us. He played with the Philadelphia Eagles and a few others, but was a superstar at Virginia, and he's still second all-time in ACC history in receptions. Most people can't or don't seem to remember that. Anyhow, let's talk about the spring game, Bobby. Let's start with defense, since you played defense. Virginia's got some veterans coming back in playing in the secondary this year, and boy, oh boy, we've got Richmond area local Maurice Kennedy from Verona. We've got Tim Harris backing him up. He's also from Verona. You've got Anthony Harris, and I never can remember his school, but he's also a local product.
Elsie Bird.
Thank you, Jesse. Jesse, our engineer, saved me. Anthony Harris was clearly one of the best defensive players in all of the ACC last year, and they have high hopes that he can not only be potentially ACC Defensive Player of the Year this year, and possibly an All-American candidate. He needs to stay healthy, and he needs to keep racking up INTs because that is something he can really do. Also, there is none other than
Mr. Kerftoe.
Brandon Phelps. Hold on. Brandon Phelps is coming back at free safety, and we've got Draquan Hoskey, who's from Henrico High School, and we've also got none other than Trey Nicholson, who had turf toe for much of last year.
So where does Quinn Blanding fit into all that?
Well, that is a great question. Quinn Blanding is the hard-hitting, tough-nosed
first-year.
He hasn't gotten there yet.
He will be a first-year.
He will be enrolling this summer, taking a couple classes, and participating in summer camp, as they call it. Quinn Blanding is going to push everybody in the secondary because this guy can play.
Well, you know, the first thing is they've got some veterans, and that's important. You know, they set the tone for the game, for the practice, how to practice, the intensity. So that's a good thing, having Harris back there. And a first-year player can make an impact on defense. You know, the defensive strategies are a little bit easier than the offensive strategies. It's not as much to learn. So, you
well,
know,
how
look
tough
forward.
Is that for a is he a cornerback or safety?
Safety.
So how tough would that be to come in as a first-year player and learn the schemes and all that?
It certainly can be done. It's not easy, but if you're a great athlete and you have good instinct, and then you just learn. And it depends how many systems you're going to play, you know, how many you need to play. With better athletes, you don't need as much variety in the systems.
Speed.
I think when we
speed
played
makes up for a lot of things. Huh?
Yeah, when we played, you know, we
football
played a simple
speed.
Zone, two deep, three deep, and man-to-man, and then you learn how to play your position better rather than, you know, 20 different defenses.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring this up about Blanding. I would say at almost any other year, Quinn Blanding would probably step in and he'd be playing right away. It'd be guaranteed. But I will tell you flat out right now, Anthony Harris is a senior and he's a star. So he's, you know, Quinn Blanding's not moving Anthony Harris anywhere.
Well, that's true.
Number two, Brandon Phelps is a top scholar athlete, and he's also a senior. And he's got a lot of games under his belt, so that's the only job that might be pushed. But I just don't see him, unless somehow Phelps got hurt. You know?
Any way that Quinn Blanding is redshirted, or is he clearly going to play this year?
This guy will be a star on special teams. They will rotate him into games to get him used to game speed. And I saw him in the Under Armour game, and I was floored at how many times he contested passes. And there was a draw or a quick hitter up the middle down near the goal line, and he planted that guy. He took the superstar running back from the other team and drove him sideways right into the turf. And they showed the replay like four times. And I'm telling you, when safeties do that to somebody at that level of football, it's a wow moment. And Quinn Blanding, by all accounts, you know, there's a reason he's one of the top 10, 12 players in the nation.
When you see a hitter like that, I mean, it's a different impact, and it really brings up the level of the team play as well. When you get a jarring hit like that, it makes a big difference. Heck, it happened in the Super Bowl game for the Seattle Seahawks when they made a big statement with a crushing blow on one of those receivers. You know, they weren't as confident after that. The teammate.
No two ways about it. Let's run through the lineup real quick. You know, Jake Snyder graduated, unfortunately, deep run, superstar. He will be missed for his leadership and his all-around solid play. Brent Urban, who was hurt often again in the second half of the season, and I'm convinced if Brent Urban and Trey Nicholson had not been injured last year, I think Virginia would have won three or four more games just because they would have been on the field. Urban's gone, so he'll be missed at defensive tackle. And that opens the door for Andrew Brown, a.k.a. Gatorade National Player of the Year, 6'4", 290 from Chesapeake, who enrolled early this spring. Excellent student. Unfortunately, Andrew has got turf toe right now, and so they're being very careful with his rehab. Mike Moore is back. Mike Moore is a beast, 6'4", 275. He's a junior. This is Sean Moore's son, and he can play. Dante Wilkins is a sophomore this year. He's 6'2", 300. You've got David Dean. They are expecting huge things from Dean at defensive tackle. Also, Andre Miles Redmond from Hermitage is back, 6'4", 260. And, of course, we can't forget Eli Harold, the speed rush end, and they're going to be moving him around on both sides of the defensive line to try to spring him free to get in on the quarterback. Linebacker Max Vales, probably the biggest surprise last year. They are expecting big things from him.
Is Braithwaite coming back?
Chris Braithwaite is back. John Tenuta, the defensive coordinator, commented this week that Braithwaite is pushing to get back into the two deep. I'm pretty certain by summertime, Braithwaite, once he figures out what Tenuta is asking him to do, You can't hide his talent. He fires off the ball and gets into the gaps. Henry Coley, the middle linebacker, is back. That's a great thing. He's a senior, a very smart kid. Daquan Romero is a senior back at outside linebacker, and I think he's got a shoulder issue right now. Hopefully he can get over that in a hurry and make sure that he doesn't miss all of the rest of the spring, but most likely we'll see more of him in the summer camp. Zach Bradshaw, meanwhile, is getting a lot of reps in his spot. Dimitri Brim has had some injury stuff, but you know he's a junior coming back.
That's a good question. Do they have practices after the spring game?
No, that is it.
That's the rest of the spring means the rest of this week.
That's it. This Saturday is a glorified, very fancy game-like scrimmage. I heard Coach London try to explain it on the teleconference today, and it's orange versus the blue, and one team is the Wahoos, and one team is the Cavaliers, and how the scoring is going to go is going to be kind of mysterious. I don't think it really matters, but to see the players out there with you know a running clock and a scoreboard and fans spilling into the stadium, it's going to be a lot of fun. And folks, it's free. How many times do you get to see college football for free?
Well, you know the question I always ask.
Go ahead.
Are the concession stands open?
No, they are.
I'm just kidding.
They are.
Hot dog.
Yes.
I literally mean.
So you learn something new every day, Hobbo.
But Bobby, serious question.
One thing I'd like to say, you know, people ought to go to the spring game. You get a chance to watch those players down after down after down. You look at them individually, and then you look at them as a team, and you get to sort of rate every player, first, second, third team. So it's a great opportunity to make you know an impression on yourself. Hey, how good is this team going to be?
From a player's perspective, how did you approach the spring game?
Full intensity, no doubt about it. You wanted because part, you know, if you're going to start, you got to play well in the spring game. So your job's on the line every day of practice, but especially in the spring
game.
And
how much from a depth chart, you know, they'll come up with a two deep at the end of the spring. How likely is that to change in summer camp, or does it not change that much?
No, it's probably not going to change. Probably not. You know, you could go to a two deep, though, because that's fairly simple to run for defensive backs.
By the way, the weather this Saturday in Charlottesville, 75 and sunny. You couldn't ask for better weather. Catch a few rays, get some fresh air, you know, get yourself a soft drink and some popcorn, and you know, get your. They're going to hand out a roster
and chase down those alumni football players.
There you go.
Get to talk to them, see what they're thinking.
You can go and meet Bobby Call.
Bobby Call will be there. He can help you solve all your algae problems.
Yeah, he'll be signing autographs. In what section will he be in, Bobby?
With needles.
He'll be on you'll be on the west side,
we'll
right?
Be skin testing. No.
Hey, let's run through the injuries as we know them right now. Coach London mentioned today that between 15 and 18 players may not be able to play this Saturday on offense. Kevin Parks may play. He's got a little minor wrist thing. George Adelson, one of the offensive linemen, had knee surgery. He will not play. Jay Whitmire has got a lower back issue. Right guard will not play. Siddiqui Olanrewaju, I think he has a shoulder issue. It's unlikely he'll play. Jake McGee has got a hamstring. He's iffy. John Pond, question mark. Mario Nixon, we think he has a knee. And Sean Carl, I believe he might have a shoulder. Those guys on offense probably will not play. On defense, soon-to-be legend Andrew Brown, the fantastic defensive tackle, has turf toe. Dada Romero, the linebacker, has shoulder. He'll be held out. Trent Corney, he may be healthy by now, and he will play. Dimitri Brim, question mark. Darius Lee, we think he has a knee. And Tim Harris, is a local product from Verona, has mono. So we're going to jump to break right now. When we come back, we're going to bring back Billy McMullen, and we're going to get into some real tough questions here with Bobby Call and Billy McMullen, so stay with us.